The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hey guys, welcome back at Freedom 106.5 257 or 627-3223. Now, someone asked us a question, but I'm going to ask you when we come back from the break, okay?
Sure, no problem.
We are here with a woman, Corporal McQueen, a digital forensic analyst, and she's head of social media teams of the cyber and social media unit of the TGPS. So stick and stay, Cyber Spot. We'll be back with so much more. Carrie VSS. Yes. Let me talk, coming back. Don't go away.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information,
listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Hey guys, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM, Carrie V is here. And in my company, I was not going to say thank you for having me here, but there's two of us. I'm here with woman Corporal McQueen, and she is a digital forensic analyst. And she's also the head of the social media teams of the cyber and social media unit of the TTPS. Today we are talking about, you know, if crime shows create unrealistic expectations of the police. Now I have a question here. And let me say good afternoon, good afternoon to Jew. Hey Jew, what's up? I like Jew. Jew's a real nice name. Jew. Jew says, Carrie, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the corporal. What advice would you give parents to help with cyberbullying of children? Can you answer that?
Yes, sure I can. Mm-hmm. What advice I can give? I'll start by saying, parents, we have to keep that communication channel open with our kids, because that's the only way we're going to know if things are really going on with them. Mm-hmm. And when they're able to open up and let you know what is actually going on, you can deal with it from the school level. Mm-hmm. Depending on how severe it is, some persons make reports at the station and an investigation is launched where we'll assist once need be. But definitely talk to the kids, advise them, give them that channel where they are free to say what went on in school, and always encourage them to talk. Mm. To talk, because that's how we're going to know, and that's how we're going to be able to help our kids out here. Because I mean, bully, you can't get away from that bullying. Yeah. And now we have the cyberspace where it is done, and persons are of the opinion that they cannot be found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That false is unrealistic, right? Because we are getting a call, and I'm going to take that call in a short while. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say that, hey, you know, because I don't have my real name or my real address, mm-hmm. you know, nobody can find me.
Yeah.
But is that real or is that true or false? So they could find you.
We could find you.
Yeah. Something about some URL or some kind of... I'm not techie. You understand? But thanks so much for sharing that.
You're
and that gave me, and I'm sure that it gave other our listeners are locked on right now, you know, a sense of safety.
Yeah.
Because we, some of us are of the impression that, you know, if you put up a fake profile and you say things and you make threats, you know, nobody ain't gonna be able to find you or get you. But wrong network, right? 10 minutes away from 4 p.m. Guys, get into the conversation, 306-1065. We are here with a woman, Corporal McQueen, and we are talking about, you know, if crime shows create unrealistic expectations of the police. Now, we are getting a phone call, so yeah, let's take it. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carrie.
Hey, Baratari, what's happening?
I'm fine, Corporal McQueen. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
And how are you today, ma'am?
All is well after God.
Oh, glad, thank God. Ma'am, a few weeks ago, we had an incident where a particular school was being threatened. I think, if I'm not mistaken, you all said that you apprehended the person who was sending these threats to students and teachers. So may I ask, was it a student? And if a person is held, especially a teenager, doing such a thing, what is the next move for the police? And I have one more question.
Quick, incident, quick.
All right, the incident with the two, with the school in Chaguanas, where the
Wait, Baratari, you can't ask that on the station. You can't do that.
No, what I'm asking is, it was alleged that this incident was caused because of a exchange of
Baratari, no, please. You can't, that is an ongoing investigation, and that cannot be discussed, Baratari.
Yeah, I won't be able to speak on that.
Baratari, sometimes you have to kind of know your place now. You understand? Oh, gosh, come now. You're supposed to know that. So, I don't know if you can answer the first question that he asked. We'll get it back. No worries.
Yeah.
Baratari, send me a message on WhatsApp. 306-1065. I have another call.
Sure.
So, yeah, let me take it. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to commend Corporal Barqueen for the information that she has been given.
Thank you.
Yes. She's doing a wonderful job. You'll need to bring her more often to disseminate information on cyberbullying and all these things.
Yes, that sounds like a fan.
Continue doing your job. I want to commend you. You're just articulate.
That's a pricey.
Thank you so much.
Really good, you know.
Right?
I'm following you at different platforms. And I'm really proud of what you've been doing, not just for the TTPS, but for Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you very much for your service, and I hope she'll come back sometime soon to give more information.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't pull it back up again, but
that's
still.
Okay.
But I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Let's take another one. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
This question is Corporal Barqueen.
Mm-hmm. Hi,
he seems to have a vast knowledge of a profession. I'm interested in finding out if the TTPS has some or most of the tools used in investigations as seen on the television. Maybe that is why persons have the perception of the TTPS solving crimes at a faster rate. I want to know if the tools are available to them.
Thank you so much for that.
Thanks for the question. Yes, we do have tools available for us to conduct our investigations. And as I would have said earlier on, it depends on the time. It depends on the type of investigation. It will then let you know what the timeline would be. But we do have resources to get our work done efficiently.
I got it. Thank you so much. And now we are getting another call. Guys, it's just about 7 minutes away from the top. 625-2257 or 627-3223. We are here with Corporal McQueen, a digital forensic analysis, and she's also the head of the social media teams at the cyber and the social media units of the TTPS. And today we are talking about, you know, if crime shows create unrealistic expectations of the police. So let's take that call. 625-2257 or 627-3223. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day, Michael.
Hey, Michael Jackson, what's up?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Quick, tell me.
I want to say something right now. Miss, good afternoon, miss.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
All is well.
All right. I find, I talking nothing bad, I'm talking something about I know.
No problem.
It's at one station in Trinidad and Tobago, right? I want to tell you in my session.
That is not it. This is not it. This is not it. This is not the forum for that, Michael Jackson. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness, sorry. That's fine.
This is not the segment for that. 5 minutes away. 5 minutes.
Yes, I was something
that,
over
that,
here.
Yes. And sigh. Carrie V, good afternoon to you. You should have it just like Safety Mondays. Have Cyber Mondays. Yeah, that's it. Nice. Well, yeah, yes. That's how we have it. But it's once every other Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not every Monday like Safety Mondays. Let's take another call. Yeah, let's see who's there.
Sure.
625-2257. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up?
I just want to let Corporal back, you know, continue what she is doing. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. And for us to continue educating the public on the situations that are going on, we appreciate that.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You should come and sit down. That's it. I love it. Now, guys, let me tell you, we do have our Overdrive opinion poll question coming up after the 4 p.m. news headlines. So stick and stay for that. But let me ask you something here. Corporal McQueen, we are getting calls, but all your pause on that for a minute, right? Now, on TV, I asked that one already. Have unrealistic expectations from the public ever added pressure to investigations?
Yes. And again, at the top of my list is the timeline. Because people have the opinion when they see these things on TV and it's solved before the next series or the next episode, that is the realistic nature of it, and that's not the case. You know, officers work assiduously in going, getting the information, because we can't do it without the public. We need the public. We need the help from the public. And then there's other aspects where we have to send stuff outside through MLAD, which goes through the Attorney General office, right? It's a mutual legal assistance treaty that we use in investigations when we have to get information from outside entities. So that in itself again takes time, but it has affected us.
And because we have been seeing it on social media all the time, and I know a lot of our listeners would think the same thing, that oh gosh, get the police officers time to do what they're supposed to do.
Everybody
wants it now and today, and it don't work like that. So I'll hear that.
And understandably, because they are probably victims or family members were victims, so they want to see it solved quickly or whatever.
But that's not the reality, though.
You gotta give us some time.
Just time, please. Give us all. Give us your watches, you know, so we can get more time. All right, now we have to go to our 4 p.m. news headlines in a short while, but I want to ask you this as well. Are there cases where technology simply cannot provide the answers that people expect or the public expect?
I won't say that because in the digital realm,
there
are a lot of tools available to us to use. So I'm not going to concrete it by saying, yes, but there are many avenues within the realm that we can use to assist in solving investigations.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I love it. Now, we have a question here from our silent listener all the way in Digo Martin. Let me say good afternoon to you. But I'm seeing here that we are about a minute and 30 seconds away. So maybe you can answer this in 20 seconds.
Let's see.
Good afternoon, Carrie V, and welcome to your guests. I have a question. Without saying too much, can the method of triangulating 2 or 3 past phone calls to achieve the necessary evidence? Is that something that you can talk about?
So this person wants to know what we do.
That's
intimate.
A smart way.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Come on.
I can say is we are very efficient in our job.
I love it. Yeah, and that's it. Thank you so much for your message, Diggle Martin. So let's get back into it, Corporal McQueen. And guys, if you're now joining us, she is a digital forensic analyst, and she's also the head of social media teams of the cyber and social media unit of the TTPS. And this afternoon, we are discussing, you know, if crime shows really create unrealistic expectations of the police. Now, I know we have to wrap up like a gyro, which I love. A hero. I realize that is the name of a gyro. No.
Yeah.
Hero. Hero. I mean, it make it taste even nicer. I just
yeah.
So, last question, Corporal. public understood one thing better about digital investigations and even policing realities, what would you want that to be?
I would want it to be that they understand that there's a time factor to it, and that if they want us to solve the investigation, just allot us that time. Mm. Because you wouldn't want us to arrest the wrong person.
Mm, true.
You know, that's going to be a whole movie by itself.
Yeah, we could tell.
Yeah, so give us that time to work hard, and also do what is necessary for us to bring the perpetrator to justice.
Definitely.
In a timely manner.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for clearing that up. And is there anything that you'd like to let our listeners know before we close off today?
I just want the listeners to know that to continue to partner with the TTPS. Mm. You know, it's a very difficult job.
Mm.
However, we continue to work with the public and do the best that we can do any time that we are given to do it. So just continue to work with us.
Ah, I love it. So thank you so much, Corporal McQueen, for joining us today. I hope we have you here next the following Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I like the conversations.
Yes,
and guys, she is the head of the social media teams, cyber and the social media unit of the TTPS. And today we really talked about, crime shows, if it creates unrealistic...
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.